50 KMAN.
And happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? It's been that type of week.
It's
I don't even know what day
Wednesday.
It is.
It's Wednesday. That's because you don't live here like Everett, you know, others.
I don't know.
I wouldn't trust Dave on anything, though.
You wouldn't trust me with anything ever, period.
All right, we're off the rails already.
Or should you?
9:07 on a Wednesday morning here at News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman in for, I guess, actually, Andrew Shores usually does Wednesday, so I'm in for him. Give him a little bit of a break. He does a lot of city stuff. He was at a city meeting last night, so let's give Andrew a little bit of a breather. Anybody has any questions? 537-1350 is the number to call, and I am here with Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. Two Bradys on one show. We'll see how we get.
Can't get much better than that.
This is a red letter day, I think, for News Radio KMAN. Well, guys, a lot going on. I know that there's some. School year is almost over, but in some ways it's really kind of just beginning when we look at the legislative session.
Well, it is, and I guess that's our cue to jump in.
Yep, it was.
as people maybe know or don't know, the legislature has been on a recess or break for the last three weeks, and they come back this coming Monday, May 1st. And for Cliff and I, the big thing that we're interested in is the school finance formula that they're working on and hopefully will implement before too long, that whatever they do pass still has to meet the standards of the state Supreme Court. So once it's passed, it has to go to the courts and court and get their approval before it can be signed by the governor. So anyway, I know that one thing that they're looking at, if the current formula they're looking at does pass, it's going to take about $150 million in additional revenue for each of the next 5 years to fund what's going on in the state. So,
and just to clarify, each of the 5 years.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, do the math there. I mean, that's a big chunk of change there.
So something's going to happen. There will be some type of new formula. And again, it's got to be approved by the Supreme Court. So I think the big worry that I have as a superintendent and as a Kansan is what are we going to do to generate revenue, not only for education, but for everything that we're trying to do in Kansas?
And Cliff, your thoughts?
I would echo the same thoughts as Brady there. We have a revenue problem, and they've got a big task ahead of them, and so I hope they come back recharged and ready to go. I know our local officials have been doing a great job of reaching out to us as superintendents and trying to listen to our voice, and we appreciate their time. But it's coming down to that time that we are really preparing for 2017-18, and it takes time to be able to do that. And we have all entered into the world. It's challenging to find new teachers and to recruit them and try to retain them as well. And, you know, with ongoing increases in our expenses, you know, we need to know what is our plan in front of us so we can make the best decisions we can.
Now, we were kind of in this position this time last year. You read around some places, and some places say it's almost, there were the fears last year that schools might not be open in time after July 1st, I believe.
That's correct.
And some people say that the odds of that happening are maybe even higher this year. That fear is even more with this summer and kind of what we're facing. Do you guys feel that? Does this feel like a more serious situation last year or closer to the same?
Well, I think if you look at our revenue situation, it hasn't improved, you know, so I think it's easy to have that mindset. I know we haven't done any personal preparations for that. I know the courts have said the deadline is June 30 for the legislature, and as Brady said, they've been trying to look at their current plan right now. I don't know that officially they've released anything, but I know they've hired former Senator Jeff King to come in and kind of check the muster of their plan to see if it will meet the requirements. We sure hope that that's something we don't have to experience. So I guess I would say my advice would be is I continue to visit with your legislature and encourage them that we don't want to see schools closed down, I think we only hurt kids when we do that.
Well, and I would agree. I really don't, Brady, I really don't think, in my opinion, we're in danger of shutting schools down. I think they will go ahead and pass a new formula that will meet the needs of our kids, and the Supreme Court will approve. I really do. And my board clerk was at a meeting yesterday, a board clerk's meeting in Topeka, and she was telling me this morning that in the new formula, there's many schools that would gain revenue for next year. We're one of them. And there are some that would actually lose revenue or lose funding for next year. And I know Cliff and I are both in the same special ed cooperative, and there's another smaller district west of Clay Center in our special ed cooperative that would lose well over $100,000 with the new formula. And for a small district, that's almost impossible to carry on with that kind of loss. So my clerk was telling me yesterday that they were telling them that when they come back, the legislators, that they're going to try to revamp the proposed formula so no one would lose money. So these districts that are right now losing money, they would be just at zero and no gain, but they wouldn't be losing any. And those of us that would be gaining money would still gain it. And a lot of the new formula, from what I understand, is based on enrollment. So if you're a district that is losing enrollment, that's why in the new formula you would lose money. If you're a district that is projected to gain enrollment, that's why you would gain money. So I know if our district was one of those that would be losing a lot of money, I would be all in favor of them revamping the formula, so at least I would break even and not be losing money.
And the new formula is a lot like the old formula that we used to have, correct?
It is. It is. And I think many of us would have been happy with just putting the old formula back in place and funding it. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
And with the old formula, what's the biggest differences with the old formula that we used to have and what we've had the last few years?
Well, from what I understand, I think a lot of it is what they're going to put into it, the base aid per student. I think how they're defining at-risk and the money that goes into that will be a little bit different. I think maybe transportation will be a little bit different. In the new formula, they're supposed to fund all-day kindergarten, which right now it's only funded half. And maybe Cliff can add some more to it.
I would just add that there's a big emphasis on early childhood intervention. You know, all the research shows that if we could catch these kids early, get them back up to grade level, they're going to be more likely to succeed. And I think those are some key things that I know I'm very proud to see that they're going to put that emphasis in there. But I would echo that I think it looks very similar.
And also just the going with enrollment, that's with the block funding, that's out the window. Pretty much. They don't really take that into consideration on their funding when it comes to that. Isn't that right?
Yeah. In 2014-15, they set our numbers, and we've been using those same numbers for the past 2 years. And like Brady said, some are going to gain, some are going to lose. I know our district, off that formula, we have seen declining enrollment, and we would lose $120,000. And that's kind of made my board look at our out-of-district application that's been closed for the last few years, and they're going to open that back up. And so we began advertising that we will take new out-of-district kids, you know, to try to see if we can maintain all the programs we got. So it's very serious.
All right. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. We have Superintendents Brady Burton and Cliff Williams here, and we'll be back with them after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.